This is Phoenix 98 FM.
My guest today is Paolo Marina. Now, Paolo is one of the most well-known and respected faces on the Essex music scene and has spent most of his life singing and performing, either in bands or as now a solo act. In performance, Paolo brings a whole new dimension to his songs as he uses live looping on stage, effectively becoming a one-man band using every instrument from acoustic guitar through to drums, keyboards and the electric guitar. It's incredible to watch, as I've seen for myself, and marks Paolo out as a very special, unique performer. So it's my pleasure to welcome my guest to Phoenix today. Good afternoon, Paolo Marina.
Good afternoon.
Lovely. Well, thanks for coming
Thank
in today through
me.
That horrible weather out there. Now, as I say, I was fortunate to catch some of your live performance recently, and I was immediately impressed with your music and your presence on stage.
Thank you.
And the looping technique that you use. We'll go into that a bit later, but first, does music run in the family?
Yeah, lots of my family members are into music or into theatre in one way or another, to be honest with you. It's all been pretty crazy growing up in a musical family, although music wasn't played a lot in my household. My uncles and my grandfather and my my cousins, everybody's kind of had something going on somewhere.
Right.
So there are instruments lying around everywhere and things lying around everywhere that I just managed to grab and mess about with and sort of learn from.
So it was all around you. When
all
you were
around
young.
Me, yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, and from what I've read, it was a bad accident that first exposed you to music. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I was 12 or thereabouts. I was ironically riding to a record store with my brother on the back of his bike on his stump pegs. Remember stump pegs?
Oh,
remember
yeah,
those things?
Yeah,
lethal. But I was riding on the back and we were in a car accident. We got knocked off the bike. I was on my way to buy a Queen record, if I remember rightly, it really screwed up my leg, and I was hospitalised for about part of a year, and then spent like a year with my grandparents.
Wow.
Because I have a lot of brothers and sisters. My mum couldn't cope looking after me,
sure,
so
yeah.
I went to live with my grandparents for a year, and it was my grandparents really on my mum's side, who my grandfather's really into his classical. And in their house, music was played all the time. I woke up to music and went to sleep to music. But I got a real appreciation for classical music and for the history of music, and really just got immersed in it. And that's kind of where it all kicked off for me.
Right.
You know, ironically, going to buy a rock record, I ended up digesting classical
Classics.
For a year,
yeah.
Which was cool. You know,
yeah,
that happens, right?
Absolutely. And you then formed your first band while you were still at school. Did you realise that music would be a big part of your life? Or?
I wanted it to be. I played the drums. I started on the drums, I met the guitar. Probably the weirdest kid in my year at school, a guy called Nick Kemp, who now is an engineer. Engineers with Muse and various other bands. He's a fantastic guy, amazing
really?
Guitarist. The kind of guy you meet when you're sort of 12, 11, 13 years old, that kind of age, who plays the guitar so incredible that you're just, oh my God, I want to work with this
yeah,
guy.
Yeah.
So we hooked up and we formed a band, the school band, as it were,
right.
Me and several other members. It was kind of hanging out in his world because he came from a very, very musical family as well, and his father owned a music store. So I used to spend as much time as I could hanging out in his world,
right.
Which was weird and strange. You know, I could spend hours telling you about Nick, but it was a fantastic experience. I think it all came to a head when we got to the end of our school term, got to like the sixth form, and we were supposed to be playing the school disco.
Right.
But for one poster that we designed and put up around the school that was a little bit racy, and everybody was cool with it. All our deputy head was cool, but when the headmaster came back, he saw it and cancelled the show like 4 days before.
Oh,
we'd
dear.
Sold out.
All right.
So gutted and really stressed about it and everything. A friend of the band came in and said, "Well, I know I can get you a town hall in Witham. You can play there for this show if we can just move everything there."
Right.
So we did, and word got around the school. Everybody took their tickets back and bought our tickets to our
brilliant,
show in Witham.
Brilliant.
Came up and saw it. So that's kind of that was the end of that band. That was the pinnacle point of that band because we all went off to do different things afterwards. But
fantastic.
From that moment on, I was like, that's it, I'm doing this for
sure.
The rest of my life.
Sure. And a little bit later on, you spent some time performing in Amsterdam. What led to that, and what was that experience like?
a woman led to that, ironically.
Oh.
I was in a relationship. It was all going really, really scary. And again, a mutual friend of the music and of mine just said, "Look, here's a card. If you ever need to leg it, you come and stay with me in Amsterdam."
Right.
You know, and I'm 17, 18 years old. Someone says, "Come and stay with me in Amsterdam." I didn't need a second invitation. I was
right.
gone. And when I got there, basically, the plan was to stay for a month. I did that, and I jammed in bars, and I worked, did a little bit of work when I was there playing shows and stuff. I went to leave, was literally walking out the door with my bag and my guitar. The owner of the bar just said, you know, where are you going? I said, well, I'm going, I've got no more money left. I'm, you know, I don't have a regular job. I've got to go back to sunny old Chelmsford. And he was like, no, you ain't going anywhere. So he gave me an apartment to live in for 6 months and gave me a job. And
fantastic.
Gave me a show, three shows at three of his bars. And said, no, just stay for the summer. So I stayed. And 2 years later, I was still there.
Yeah, you saw all sides of life out there, I
it
imagine.
It was very, very interesting. Very interesting. I learned a lot, if you put it that way.
Yeah.
And again, Amsterdam is one of those wonderful cities that breeds its own sort of its own industry. It's very small. You kind of know everybody else. But everyone who goes there kind of sets himself up with a new persona. It's really bizarre.
Yeah.
But wonderfully freeing and a whole new experience for someone like me. So I loved it, absolutely loved it. And again, there's so many interesting things that happened when we were there, but perhaps the best thing was my friend who brought me over made a bet with the boss that I couldn't pull together a support band for one of the acts that he was booking. He did a big show every year at a place called the McEntee Plaza. The Australian Doors he booked, and he was like, right, you're going to support them. 5,000 tickets sold.
Wow.
Insane. So in 2 weeks, I managed to find band members. And it was literally, he made the deal, they had the bet, and he told me, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to do this. Yeah. I walked out of one coffee shop into another and bumped into a drummer, then went with that drummer to play pool later on that evening and bumped into a bass player. People I've never met before. But
amazing,
just,
yeah.
Within
yeah.
24 hours, we had a whole band.
And it all came to play.
It was brilliant. Yeah. It was brilliant.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Paolo. Well, I think it's time we heard some music from you.
Okay.
What have you got for us?
What I'm going to do is I've got a new EP out at the moment, and the main song in there is called Oh Yeah.
Yep.
But what I wanted to try and do was to sort of give you an idea of how the loop pedals and that whole sort of scenario builds and how it works.
Sure. Okay.
So I've been messing around with this little idea built around Oh Yeah, done on the vocal pedal. So I'm going to see if I can loop this up for you and make something happen.
Okay, great. So just to explain to the listeners that although you're a solo artist, what we're about to hear kind of sounds like a full band in the end, doesn't it?
That's it. It's basically that kind of scenario.
Yep.
We've got like a whole, I've got pedals in front of me. I can record bits and pieces, and when I press play, it'll instantly play back.
Okay.
That's the idea.
All right, over to you.
Okay.
Got to let me in. You gotta let me in. You gotta let me in. I was down and I couldn't keep on in. I keep on wondering on everything I have. Oh, you want to take it, but you're breaking all my mind. Keeping on the stage, cause you're wasting all my time. I wouldn't worry, but they're never gonna keep it in. I wouldn't care, but a different you keep it clear. A little over, a little on this candle. Baby, go don't dance, cause you're keeping, gonna keep me.
Fantastic. That was really special. Thank you, Paolo. Excellent. Well, we were with Paolo Morena here in the Phoenix FM studio. We've got to take a quick break away for the news headlines and we'll be right back. Phoenix FM, it's 1-2-3 with me, Bob, and my guest in the studio is Paolo Morena. Now, we just heard a fantastic song from Paolo. Paolo, what was that one called? Sorry.
I haven't even given it a name. I was messing around last night, so I kind of chucked it together last night and thought I'd bring it. It's based around the concept of Oh Yeah, which I'm going to play you a little bit later.
Yeah, okay,
on.
Great. Yeah, we've been playing Oh Yeah regularly on the programme here.
We call it the Phoenix FM Jam.
That's brilliant. Absolutely fantastic. All right, now this looping technique, yeah. I kind of understand what's going on there. It's building up the song in layers, but I don't really understand how it works. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Yeah. Basically, think of it as an old cassette recorder, yeah? So you've got record and play. The only difference is that when I press play after I've recorded something, it instantly plays it back. So
okay.
I don't have to rewind. That's how I try and explain it.
So that's a technique that must mean you have to be sort of meticulous with timing then. Does it ever go wrong?
All the time. No. I think it's more a question of being adaptable. You know, the beauty of it is that you can set loops up so that they preset. You can set the lengths of loops up so that it's all organized so that all you've got to do is play your part and the computer will do the rest kind of thing. But I like doing it like this because it keeps it all edge of your seat stuff, you know, flying by the skin of my pants.
And that breeds
a certain, a certain danger in a live show and a certain, you know, anything can happen, which I like. Yeah. So I've learned to be adaptable because inevitably something will happen. And most of the time, you know, where I'm playing and when I play, you wouldn't notice. I like to think that nobody notices, but... apart from Martin, my manager, who quite kindly pulls me up at the end of every gig and goes, "Oh, you changed the words there. You dropped. What happened to that bass line?" But it's really a question of just being flexible and getting used to using it. I think they're like instruments.
Sure. So yeah. How did you first get into looping?
After coming out of the last band, which is a three-piece sort of punky rock band called the Morenas, I spent a period of time just sort of backing off from music purely to just... I had to do a few other bits and pieces, as it were.
Yeah.
And... I wanted to get back into playing, so I played acoustically a lot. But because I do the vocal and I have a lot of harmonies that I like to drop into things, it was so frustrating in a three-piece punk band that nobody else sang.
Sure.
And also frustrating playing acoustic guitar and not being able to really open myself up and play all the parts. So I was abroad, I was travelling, and somebody introduced me to a little blue jam man pedal at this wonderful little pad in Australia. I held up there for like 8 months on Coogee Bay, in this little beach. Idyllic little setting.
You're a well-travelled man.
Pretty travelled, yeah. I'm not sure, that's legged it a lot of times. And this guy just one time in the bar was like, hey, try out this pedal, you'll love it. So I jammed with it that night, and you know, we all used to meet up in the bar every night. And the next day he said, oh, hold on to it, I'll pick it up off you another time. I said, yeah, cool. And as is the nature of these places, the next day he was gone. He'd moved on and left me this pedal. And I was like, oh, my God, fantastic.
Wow. Yeah.
And it went from there. And then as a realization dawned on me that I could add instruments to it as well, suddenly it was like, oh, I wonder how many instruments can I add? How many things can I loop? And it's exponential. You can just keep going and keep going.
Yeah, so. Really? To infinity. Yeah.
Really, yeah.
All right, okay. So can we have another song, please? What you got for us?
I'm going to do a song called Peace of Mind, which is... this is a song about... It's a song about losing friends and being okay with it. And it goes like this. As you get older, you may find you lose your peace of mind. Time. A friend is hard to find. Familiar faces seem like figments of the past. Look over your shoulder just to realize you're the last. Now you're all alone, are you measured to the task? Don't look back, best foot first, keep your head, even though everyone is losing theirs. Find your faith, make your peace, believe for my sins, for my sins, for my sins. Life gets heavy, and it can weigh you down. You miss that firmer ground. Familiar faces seem like figments of the past. You look over your shoulder just to realize you're the last. Well, now you're all alone, are you measured to the task? Don't look back, best foot first, keep your head, even though everyone is losing theirs, find your faith, make your
Fantastic stuff.
Thank you very much.
Top notch there. And I'll tell you what, he's a nice looking fella as well.
Oh, he's not so bad yourself.
Phoenix FM on a Friday afternoon, and I'm having fun with my guest Paolo Marina here in the studios. Yeah. Now, I know you inject a bit of comedy into your act there. Is that sort of to help build up the relationship with the audience and break the ice? Yeah.
I didn't originally intend to inject comedy into my act. I just kind of, it's something that just naturally happens.
Yeah.
I kind of look at, you know, what I do is just, I still find so incredibly funny and strange and different and, you know, to most of the people I know, you know, obviously bar musicians, but it just tickles me, you know, especially when I'm up on stage and I'm creating all these huge sounds. It's lovely to watch people's reaction because, you know, when you get up there, one person with an acoustic guitar, and, you know, most people are like, oh, yeah, cool.
Yeah,
and then you start to build these huge soundscapes, and you can slowly see people kind of going, what
I can imagine.
Is going on
I
there?
Can imagine, yeah.
And I think it's partly that and nerves, you know. If you can't, you go by the old adage, and if you can't laugh at yourself, then, you know,
absolutely,
what can you laugh at? So, I do enjoy having a little bit of a laugh on stage.
Do nerves ever become a problem?
Or no. Well, there is some, I won't tell you about what my pre-show, I don't know if I can mention this on here. Well, since the days of the first bands I've ever been in, one of my old drummers used to do a thing called a worry poo. Which sounds terrible to say live or live, but that's what it before we got on stage, I've got to go and have me worry poo. And he spoke like that as well. I've got to go and have me worry poo. And this is like an hour before we went on stage.
Okay.
I get the butterflies, but I like it. I think there's something wonderfully refreshing about every time I go up on stage being able to face a fear and overcome it. And I've been doing it for so long now that it's kind of a switch that was flicked a long time ago that I don't even know where the switch is anymore, so I just get up there and I'm like, no, what's the word?
Well, a lot of performers say that, you know, if you're not nervous, you won't necessarily put as much into it.
Absolutely. And it all drops away after the first song, you know. Then you're in it, you're in the zone, as it were.
Where are you based, Paolo?
Chelmsford, actually. Born and bred. And although I went off and travelled for a good 10 years, I came back to Chelmsford for some bizarre reason.
Okay, yeah. Well, you've seen many parts of the world and you've chosen to live in Chelmsford, No, we won't knock Chelmsford. It's a lovely place, lovely place. Now, you've recently performed at Fling Festival, the London Folk Festival, and Brownstock. What's coming up for you next?
Oh, we've got a ton of shows. In fact, I'm just going to...
All right.
I'm just going to reach across and grab and grab my notes, as it were. We're in. We've got some fantastic shows coming up. We're going to be at the Old Vic in November, the Old Vic Theatre.
Oh,
you know the one in London.
Yeah.
Underneath the Old Vic is this very famous, very old bar called the Pit Bar.
Yeah.
And it's open to the public. And from 10 o'clock in the evening, they kind of kick off with music and everything. But the wonderful thing about it is that we get to Much Ado About Nothing is on, with James Earl Jones playing one of the main characters.
Oh, well, yeah.
So we'll get a chance to catch up with him. You know, and I'm trying to think about what kind of song I can play to sort of, you know what I mean, what would James maybe the Star Wars theme. I'm hoping I can get the Vader voice out of him at some point during the evening.
And the voice of the Lion King, I think.
Absolutely.
Wasn't it?
But I think, you know, if I was him, he'd probably be sick of people going up to him going, go and say that. I'm going to try anyway. I think Vanessa Redgrave's in it as well, so that's a really cool show I'm looking forward to playing. Obviously we've got the Weird and Wonderful Festival coming up as well. Which is going to be great fun. You know, I always like doing things for a good cause. Everybody really puts everything into these kind of shows, so you know it's going to be good before you even get there.
Yeah, well, we'll be talking with Colin Wade about Weird and Wonderful in in about 10-15 minutes, something like that. Yeah.
And then we're always in London, so we've got shows coming up at Proud in Camden. I love playing in my home county, as it were. So Southender, I'm going to be at the Railway Hotel. That's going to be on the 5th of October. 8th of October at the Hox and Underbelly. So we're kind of all over the show. You know, this is the tail end or the autumn end of our summer tour.
Right.
Then we'll take a break over Christmas, work on finishing the album, and then March we're out again for the New Year tour.
Right,
which will see us going all over the country, Liverpool, Manchester, Glasgow, Edinburgh, back down this way.
Fantastic,
Birmingham.
Well, I mean, I spotted you at the Queen's Theatre in Hornchurch 3 weeks ago, something.
Was it that long ago?
2 or 3 weeks ago, not sure. And after I'd seen you, I bought tickets for Weird and Wonderful, and I didn't even realise you were on there, and I looked at the sort of playbill, and, there he is.
He's there.
And that was a nice surprise. So
I'm glad.
Should be a great
event. Didn't seek a refund.
No, not at all. not at all. So what advice would you give to unsigned artists?
Wow. You know, I get asked this question. I still feel like a 17-year-old.
Right.
So the thought of giving advice, we all do, right? I mean, yeah. I look in the mirror and I go, oh, yeah, I'm not.
Yep.
But apart from that, the rest of the time, so when people ask me what advice I would give to young people, I really don't know what to say. I suppose if you need advice, then stop playing music and go and be a, you know, or if you need guidance, and that's, it's just something that
it comes from within, doesn't it?
Forget about fame, forget about money, and accept the fact that all of those things are transient and might never occur.
Yeah.
And just focus on the one reality, which is your music and how it makes you feel when you do it.
Yeah.
And if that's enough to sustain you in a music career, then you'll have a fantastic career.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, how about you though? What about your music? Who are the artists that have influenced your music?
There's so many. Because I came from that classical background, you know, and my uncle is a classical composer. To begin with, I really, as a youngster, I picked up on a lot of, you know, Beethoven was one of my favourites, you know, just from the pure emotion and his life story as well.
Yep.
But getting into the pop genres, anything 50s and 60s, really. Big influences for me were Freddie Mercury and Queen. I love the way he can control the stage, and I love his operatic voice. That was my guiding light to aim for, to try and get to that kind of a vocal.
Right.
I love Paul Simon and Simon and Garfunkel and their writing. Big fan of the Buckleys, Jeff and Tim.
Yeah.
Zeppelin, you know, what can I say about Zeppelin? I think when I discovered Zeppelin at the age of 15 or something, a friend taped me every album and I just played Zeppelin for 2 years. Nothing else entered my consciousness. Zeppelin for 2 years.
Right.
You know, the cassettes, so you get to the end of one and turn it over, press play on the other side.
Yeah.
I played it until the cassettes warped and then I was like, well, that's life telling me to get onto something else.
Yeah,
so everything and anything. And even modern music, you know. I have an eclectic taste, so my CD collection is full of everything from gangster rap, you know, big Dr. Dre fan, all the way back down to, like I say, classical music and everything in between.
Right.
And this is what I love about the loop side of things. I don't have to tie myself to one style. I can go anywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, they're kind of my, I suppose, they're the ones I can think of right now.
Sure. Okay, thank you. So, where can people find out more about you?
Well, you can find me on my website, which is www.paolomorena.com. I'll spell that for you, paolomorena.com.
Yep. Yep.
You can find us on Facebook. We are there. You can find us on Twitter as well. And basically, I get quite a lot of local press, I'm really pleased to say, and we're all over the place. So hunt me down, as it were.
Yeah, well, for anyone listening, if you missed that, I'll be putting all these details up on my show page on the Phoenix FM website later today.
Come and say hello. That's
okay, brilliant. Well, thanks so much for entertaining us this afternoon,
Paolo. You're more than welcome.
Maybe you could play us out with one last song, eh? What's this
one? I'm going to do Oh Yeah for you. This is one of the songs that started the whole looping process for me, and I've been dying to play this on radio. I have no idea how it's going to come across. So, you know, we've got a tech guy here as well, Tony. So we're both working hard here to make sure it works all right.
Well done.
This is Oh Yeah. Thank you so much for the opportunity to come in. Phoenix 98 FM, tune in. Thanks a lot.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Paolo. That's from your CD EP, isn't it?
That's right. The new EP is available on Amazon, iTunes, and every other place you can buy CDs. You can also get it on my website.
Okay. And your next gig, I believe, is Loopy and Proud at Proud in Camden.
That's right. Next Wednesday, we're going to be up at Proud. Fantastic venue from fantastic gig. Please come along and join us.
Well, I've much enjoyed talking to you and listening to you today, Paolo. Thanks for coming in. And your timing is absolutely immaculate. You've taken us nicely up to the news. But also, like I say, a big thank you for fellow Phoenix FM presenter Tony Smith.
Cheers,
who's
Tony.
Been on the knobs and whistles today, who's adjusting all the sound, and it sounded good.
You've
thanks,
been very
Tony.
Busy. Thank you so much.
Excellent. Thanks for coming in today.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.